Let's bring Myrn into the conversation and see how we can help her. Good morning, ma'am, and go ahead with your question.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. We are Midwest immigrants from Indiana, so we've never had to deal with irrigation before. And we bought a house in February or January, and we're trying to figure out, you know, there's a couple plants that are looking a little peaked, and they were looking okay before, so we don't know if we're just not running the system long enough or if there's some interruptions. It's all underground, so how do we know where it's going and who's getting water and who isn't without sort of digging the whole thing up?
Well, there should be some sort of, I'm assuming this is a drip irrigation system, so there should be some sort of little, like a quarter-inch black tube that runs to each plant. Now,
right.
Sometimes if you have rock or gravel or granite around those plants, they can be buried. And if the soil is wet right now, it's going to be hard to tell. But usually if you just turn that on, after a while, you'll have a wet spot. Or you'll be able to at least dig around the plant, and you'll see that it is, in fact, wet under that gravel, or the gravel is wet.
So the terminus of it is not buried really deep. It should be pretty somewhere where we can get to it if we just dig a little bit.
Correct. You know, it shouldn't be very deep at all. It should be, if at all, it's in the gravel somewhere. It's not down in the soil.
Isn't it below Arizona frost line?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
and Myrna, in Arizona, that's about an inch and a half.
the whole thing, even the main line, might only be a few inches deep. If it's drip,
right.
If it's drip,
right.
They generally don't bury drip much below the soil that, you know, just barely cover it, and then the rock on top of that. So it's not going to be very deep, even the main line part of it. But there should be a quarter inch, what we call spaghetti line, going to each plant, and it's probably pretty close to the plant, the main stem or the trunk of the plant itself.
Okay.
So if you really are just bound and determined to find it, just start kind of scraping rock away with a little hand trowel, and you should find it. And you might turn the system on manually and let it run. That sometimes will help you find it as well.
Well, when I'm trying to find a lost head, Myrna, I'll turn that valve on for an hour, and then that gives enough time to create a wet spot
right. That
you can go out and find.
Then you find the wet spot, then you start digging through the wet spot, and eventually you find it. And sometimes, you know, over the years, enough gravel and dirt and debris has just piled up on top of that. That little emitter has just gotten buried.
Okay, good. Yay.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
And when you get to that emitter, it should have a little number on it if it's still visible. That's the gallons per hour. And occasionally,
maybe
those can get clogged.
Well, they will get clogged in time, you know.
And need replaced
either
occasionally.
Hard water or something. So depending on how old the landscape is, you know, go get you a bag of 50 of those. They're a couple bucks, and keep them around the house and start replacing them.
So we appreciate the call. And you said maybe that's the gallons per number.
Well, depending on the design of the emitter, some of them do or don't. Some of them are color-coded. Mm. So it just depends on which one she has. Yeah.
And you sound like a great candidate for somebody to swing by a nursery and pick up the water, use it wisely. New to the desert, new to the drip system, that book is going to be your best friend for
Absolutely.
Your irrigation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You can also find it online. You can download it at wateruseitwisely.com. I think it's shorter than that. Is it wateruseitwisely?
No, wateruseitwisely.com.
Did they abbreviate that? Oh.
Yeah,
just
maybe.
Type that in, wateruseitwisely. You can actually, the link to that brochure, you can find them in the water conservation category at rosieonthehouse.com.
There
and there's
go.
The link for the landscape watering by the numbers. We've also got the water wasters booklet that they have for inside the home. Download your PDF.
John Jay, thanks for joining us this morning.
It was fun.
Great opportunity right now. Turn the system off. Let's all march towards that mark of all saving 10% of our water.
Right.
If every person in Arizona saved 10% over the course of the year, we would save enough to water Phoenix for a year.
That'd be something, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be something else? Lake Mead would sure thank us.
Yes, it would.
John J. Harper from Harper's Nursery joins us just about every single Saturday morning here in the Outdoor Living of Rosie on the House. That wraps up the Outdoor Living segment. We're moving into the 9 o'clock hour, which is the open hour. It's a great opportunity to jump online right now. If you just must have to talk to us today, the calls do load up pretty early. You can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. And a lot of people have figured out that they can reach us during the week at that same number. But I tell you what, things are getting so busy, folks, you're going to be a lot better calling here while you've got our undivided attention Saturday morning. 1-888-767-4348. Things during the week are getting more than what I would call just a little bit hectic. We're here for you now. This morning at 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking about moving mom and dad or mom back home. Might be moving the kids back home.